to C101.5 FM, The Hawk.
Hey, welcome back to Steel City Music. Your host, Gunner, here on this fine Friday afternoon here in Hamilton, Ontario. My next guest has been putting out music for the last couple of years as Delta Days, but I have a sneaking suspicion he was doing it well before that, and we have chatted in the past, but I can't figure out all the backstory to Ethan Paxton from Delta Days. Hey, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, thank you so much, man.
I'm glad that we have a chance to chat again. How does our history go back as far as music-wise here in Hamilton, Ontario?
Probably involved Lou Molinaro. I think that's when I first started talking to you through the St. Hollywood.
Oh, through the St. Hollywood. Okay. All right. Yeah. Because, yeah, you actually did that last... the last hurrah, if it was back in July, I think it was July 17th.
Yeah,
it was
like a listening party.
Yeah. So what was that like? It was just like the band and everyone playing your favorite tracks, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. I was the only one from my band that actually made it out because we
right.
scattered over. But yeah, it was super nice of Lou to do it, and he said some really kind words. It was kind of funny walking up to the St. Hollywood, not being able to sit inside.
Right.
We just sat on the patio, and my cousin, who plays his landlord, Greg, he was like on the fantasy bill too. So it was funny for us just like listen to each other's music.
Who from Landlord is your cousin?
Greg Preston.
Oh, Greg! Right? Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Yeah, Greg's a great guy. Yeah.
Oh, he's amazing. He's amazing. He's a character and a half, just like myself.
And, of course, we're talking about that time here in Hamilton during COVID, which we're still going through right now. It was the patio outside. The club was announced that it was going to be sold, so there couldn't be no live performances, but the giant outdoor part of the patio, everyone was sitting around listening to music for the weekend.
It was great. It was great. It was nice to, I got to... Lou was nice enough to, let me just peek my head inside again and, just kind of... listen to Velvet Underground inside and
right.
one last beer there. It was amazing. It sucked. That venue was amazing. And we grew up. That was actually our first venue as a band. As the first
place you played. Yeah.
Yeah, we used to. Lou will probably hate this story, but yeah, we were 18 years old. And we figured out if we went. I look older, I guess. We decided to go as 18-year-olds and play the. Open mic, and we knew if you played the open mic, you got a free pitcher of beer, and there were no questions asked, and it was absolutely great.
Okay, I got a quick question for you then, and this is kind of like insidey, which you never do in interviews, but I don't do interviews, I do chats. Was Marlon Nicole in the band at the time?
Oh, 100. Actually, no. When we were doing that, no, he wasn't. He wasn't at all, and then when we stopped playing there, actually, that's when I got him into the band beforehand. And now it's another drummer, my cousin Levi.
Okay.
But yeah, that was one of the funniest things.
Because that's what
I told him that, but yeah, it was really funny.
Lou can appreciate a good joke now. Yeah.
No, exactly. You wait years until his bar is closed to tell him kind of joke.
Yeah, because Marlon Nicole did that in his previous band. But he would sneak the booze in, right?
Yeah, see, we're more classy than that. We just lie about rich.
Yeah, he would come in and play, and then somehow these underage guys are in the dressing room drinking beer that the bar doesn't sell,
exactly.
and they're standing there, and everyone's blinking at one another like, how stupid can you be?
Exactly. Yeah, at least pour it into a glass or something, cut it away.
Hilarious. I'm talking to Ethan Paxton here from Delta Days, and he has a new single out. What is the name of the single?
It's called Product of America.
Product of America. What's the details behind this song? Where did you record it, and what's the origin?
I've been working on the record that's coming out around town, fast forward for it. I don't know, probably 2.5 years now. It's just been a lot of ups and downs, music and writing and band stuff.
Sure.
But this is actually the last song to be recorded on the record. I wrote the song at the start of COVID, pretty much. I was moved back home to my parents' house for a bit, and I was just sitting on their living room couch. And it was a nice day out, and I just had this lick kind of stuck in my head. And I just went outside and wrote the song. And then I called up who I've been working with a lot. She's Michael Keir at Threshold Recording Studios.
And Michael did the last recording project
Michael
for you?
Michael did the last record, too. We were putting him through a lot of pain. I'm just constantly recording us. I called him up, and, you know, COVID was kind of at its main point, but he's like a family to me, so
right.
We waited until we could get into the studio safely, and then we decided to do the song on a whim,
right?
Where we just decided the idea was to he would play drums, I would play bass and guitar and sing, and, you know, obviously wrote the lyrics, and then my roommate now and one of my good friends, Cohen Wiley, who plays in the band The Crowleys, he actually lended a hand playing organ and guitar in it as well. But yeah, we ended up recording the song, and the song was just the song title in general. I was just watching a bunch of old, like, you know, I'm a huge history buff, and I was watching old like band footage and stuff like that, and I was watching old war movies and looking at the way America is now too, and watching it just kind of like crumble, which is sad, but it's being led by somebody that isn't at the best at their job.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
I just kind of wrote this song. It's not necessarily picking the points at what America's status is now, but it's kind of just saying it's like this character in the song is kind of questioning his morals and realizing he was raised a certain way, and he's trying to figure out who he is, but at the end of the day, the chorus line in it keeps telling him that he's like just a product of America. That's not just who he is, he's just a product of where he's from,
right?
And you can change who you are, actually.
So and that was the whole genesis of the song, just picking little bits about Trump and their nostalgia of Americana.
Exactly.
The
main chorus line actually is there's a line that says two scores had two wars, which is referencing like the many wars America has been in.
Right,
and you'll have to listen to the song, hear like everything else from it, obviously, but it was just kind of an old kind of, you know, like you said, the band style writing, which I haven't been writing. The new album's not really like that, other than the song, and it was the last one. I kind of went back to how I was writing and went back to my roots a little
bit. Back to your roots, yeah, because your stuff, it always struck me as like, it's like roots-oriented rock, and then just some of the phrasing and the sounds I was going, and I was listening, I'm like, oh, that's reminiscent of the band for me.
Totally, and first record, yeah.
Yeah, but the tags that you get are alternative indie rock, and I'm like going, is really? Is that what we're doing now? Like, okay, I guess we'll call it that, you know?
So it's been really cool. My band especially, I guess. Yeah. You can usually, I guess, label. I hate labels, I'm like, but I get it. You know, Spotify or Apple Music.
Sure, it's a tag, yeah.
But like, it's funny when you, like, even like the we were supposed to be recording this week, and there our new song we were going to be working on, our joke for it right now is like the non-title title is like folk rock psych disco.
Okay.
It's a folk song that I turned into a disco song, and my drummer Levi decided to make a disco beat too, but it's still rock and roll because he like loves Sloan to death. I love one of my favorite bands in the world is the Constantine.
Okay,
so
yeah.
Got that's the music I listen to, and I'm like, you know, I have beside me right now, I have Neil Young's like Live Rust with the Doors album beside it. So I'm like, we listen to all types of music, and if you want to, like, if people want to pigeonhole us, I'm like, go ahead. But like, it's gonna be hard to pigeonhole a band that, like, when you listen to their record, it always sounds different at once.
Yeah,
it's really just what you're listening to. Hey guys, this is Ethan Paxson from Delta Days. My new song, Product of America, is coming out October 9th on Bandcamp and October 16th on all streaming services via WellPower Records. Have a listen.
Slow down, Moses. Yeah, the wind is coming through. He's the man that can take you. Well, your great-grandfather built his own soul. When the
thought you came and knocked for your life's door. Can you see the light on here? Two scores had two. Show me the way. Well, I was waiting in the station for my baby to come. Waiting for her every day. Run down the edge of that yellow line. The wind pushed me away. Sitting on the edge of my seat. Called out the next station is weird.
Talk about what we saw. band like that takes a year to make 10 little songs, and they take 3 years to tour it, and then they want you to elect them to some kind of disgusting hierarchy. These guys just see it okay to, you know, just go to do those 80,000 seaters and keep milking and milking you. So it's not very musically ambitious for someone who seems to be so sincere.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Welcome back to Steel City Music. Your host, Gunnar, here on The Hawk every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. Joining me right now is a gentleman who used to come up to the studio once in a while and talk about music. He always had an event going on, some sort of production of some sort. It was always like a big thing, like a theater thing or an album release, but not the theater thing this time, but he does have an album release. Will Gillespie, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's good to be back.
Hey, man. I miss seeing you. You pop up to the radio station, you know? I mean, kind of sucks not having the radio station open right now.
Oh, yeah. It was always nice coming in and seeing you. It sort of made it feel like an occasion and catching up in person. But one day.
One day, hopefully in 2021, we'll get a handle on all this COVID nonsense. So since March, pretty much shut everything down economically and musically, culturally and everything, what have you been doing?
Yeah, well, most of this past summer, spring and summer, I spent writing and recording this album, Change of Perspective.
Right. Where did you do the recordings?
Well, I did it from home.
Oh, so you're set up to do it home then, okay.
Yeah, like I sort of put together a home studio and all the, you know, the time and effort that would have gone into rehearsing with a band, you know, went into just getting gear and you know, doing multiple takes of everything. So, yeah, it's a labor of love that I've been working on for the last few months.
You said multiple takes. Does that mean that you played all the parts yourself?
Yes. So this is kind of like what it would sound like if there was five or six of me. Like, I've played bass and I've played drums and I've played keys in other people's bands before.
Well, okay.
And normally when I'm like the band leader, I usually tell people what to do for their part. So this time, instead, I just, you know, try to spend a different, you know, each day in the headspace of the different instrument kind of thing as I tracked it.
And what was that like for you?
I was good. You know, like there's benefits and detriments, you know, to doing it anyway. Like, one thing that I'm really happy with this record is I got to make every creative decision this time around, which is, you know, it's a benefit in that, it, you know, I got it exactly how I wanted it. But at the same time, there isn't that like surprise of what someone else might hear a different take on what you're trying to say.
Right, right.
Yeah. So, but this is definitely the most decisively Will thing I've done.
Feels so good to get away, explore the great unknown. Right now I'm happy where I live. I think I'll make it home. After all the tears we shed, all the years ahead.
tracks on this one, was there a common theme throughout this one, or did you have some of these songs carry over from other albums and other projects?
Well, yeah. Like, so how this whole thing started, when 2020 began, originally I was going to do, my big project for the year was going to be another musical for the Hamilton Fringe Festival again, which was going to be in July. But then that got postponed till next year. So, the time and creative energy and effort that I was going to put into, you know, rehearsing and arranging that play and the original cast album, I instead put into this. And so there was a couple songs that I wrote sort of at the same time as the songs for the Martians and Martinis musical, starting in November through February. I was writing the play and at the same time some other tunes that sort of belonged more in the, like, just Will solo artist oeuvre, you know. So it started around that same time, and I've sort of been thinking for about a year or so about having, like, the song Change of Perspective was actually one of the first songs I wrote when I first came to Hamilton. So right. That was kind of an inspiration for this album, was like sort of my journey from Timmins eventually to South Porcupine eventually to Hamilton, and specifically getting out of Toronto to come here and find a new home. And also, like, even before all the COVID stuff happened, it was still 2020, a new decade in the world, and it was going to be a new decade. It still is in my life as well. So there's sort of that idea with 2020 being a year of hindsight and a year of vision, that would go with the change of perspective theme. And then, so I had two or three songs to begin with, and then I spent the summer writing the other nine.
I need a change of perspective, already made all the mistakes I'll ever need to make in this place. I need a change of perspective, gotta find a new scene, a little bit more welcoming than places I've been.
Thank you.
You have 12 tracks in total. How do you feel about this upcoming listening release party that you're having October? Is it October 9th at the Casbah?
Yeah, October 9th at the Casbah. That's going to be from 7 till 10. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. This is a handful of things I haven't gotten around to doing before. Like, it's been a few years since I've done like a full-length album. Like, since I moved to Hamilton about 5 years ago, I've been doing a lot of EPs or cast albums.
Right.
So this is the first proper Will Gillespie full-length I've done. And finally, I'm putting out like a 12-inch vinyl LP. You know,
the cost of vinyl. Wow.
So that's like the whole idea. Yeah. Like, you know, this is going to be the first time people are going to be able to hear these songs, on vinyl. So out loud and outdoors. And, this is basically for the moment, as close as you can come to hearing me with a band, but, you know, or what it would sound like if I was able to play all the instruments at once. Anyway, but it'll be outdoors on the Casbah patio. And I'm excited to celebrate this moment and this accomplishment of doing this record with, you know, friends and fans from the area. Oh, hey, this is Will Gillespie. I'm coming to you now with my new record, Change of Perspective. You'll be able to hear it live for the first time on vinyl at the Casbah patio on Friday, October 9th, or listen to it on willgillespie.ca.
Up your mind to go a different way than the one you might expect. Just follow the signs, pick a new direction, don't forget. Follow the signs. One way or the other, you will get to where you get to.
It may be a bullet, it might be a cigarette. I may be wrong, you may be fine, just follow the signs. A fork in the road under a darkening sky. The clouds are the color of the bruise around your eye. You feel safe, you have escaped, but it's not over yet. You know that if they catch you, they're not just gonna let you say goodbye.
Yeah. how long you can take it. It could break you if you let it. Don't let it get out. Why did we start keeping secrets?
In a quiet, so much older. I just can't help it. But then why should I have got some mileage from my mistakes? Sure come a long way from Porcupine.
Hamilton's Escarpment, 101.5 The Hawk.
Hey, welcome back to Steel City Music. Your host, Gunnar, here. Heard on The Hawk every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. On the line with me right now is an old friend who trains blue jays to chirp. She's also well-spoken on books and social media, and she loves the sound of vacuum cleaners in her brain, Lily Zass. Hi, buddy.
That's definitely the most unique introduction I've had yet on a radio show.
Well, I mean, we should just let everyone know that we spoke a full 22 minutes before we even did this interview. We started talking about different stuff, and I said to her, I said, just send me the music. I'm just going to put
well,
it
Well, you
in.
Never call. You never write.
Oh,
what am
God.
I supposed to do?
You never
I gotta
call
like,
already.
My...
You never write already. I never right. see you no more. You're never going out.
That's right.
And when
That's
you do
right.
come out, I see you with a giant mask on your head like Darth Vader.
Exactly.
It is terrible. Hey, buddy, thanks for taking time out to chat with me here.
My pleasure.
Coots Paradise, new album.